Welcome to Talks from the Bible. This program is broadcast to you Monday through Friday at 6:55 a.m., Saturday morning 7:45 a.m., Sunday morning 9:30 a.m. This program is brought to you by the Church of Christ, located at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia. We invite those of you who listen to this program to visit with us on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for our Bible study, and then our worship service at 11 o'clock. We would love for you to come and be a part of our assembly where we engage in praise to the Almighty God according to the teaching of His Word. It is the purpose of this program to present unto you the teaching of God. I do not present unto you my opinion or my judgment, but rather I seek to reveal unto you only the teachings of the Bible, because I understand that when I stand before God in the judgment, I must give an account of what I have taught and how it has been taught. The Bible warns us against being deceived. It is easy to be deceived. We can be deceived about physical matters of life, but we can also be deceived about spiritual matters of life. There is a warning given to us at Colossians 2 and verse 8. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Sometimes we hear teaching that is not of Christ. The warning given to the saints located in the city of Colossae was that they not be deceived. The traditions of men can deceive us. The rudiments of the world can deceive us. We are to follow Christ. We are to follow the teachings of Christ, which are revealed to us in the Word of God. There is the reality of deceit. We can be deceived. Many have been deceived. Have you been deceived by what you have been taught, by the faith which you hold, by the belief system to which you are committed? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, Paul writes to the church concerning some false teaching that existed in this time. He says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." The apostle says that false teachers had gone forth. They appeared to be as the apostles of Christ, but they were actually the ministers of Satan. Satan has the power, according to the apostle, to transform himself even into an angel of light. Because Satan has this power to transform himself, so his ministers have the power to transform themselves. We must beware of the reality of deceit. We must understand that some who go forth to teach are actually teaching deceit. Ephesians 4 and verse 14, "That ye henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. The apostle warns the church in the city of Ephesus, the epistle to the Ephesians, that there are those who are tossed with every wind of doctrine. Their ideas change from time to time. Their teachings change from time to time. What they teach today, they may not teach tomorrow, but they are tossed to and fro with various doctrines. They lie in wait to deceive. Those who teach various doctrines and those who are moved by different doctrines have as their motive deception. They wish to deceive. Romans 16:18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Paul warns the church at Rome that there are those who seek to deceive them. They will speak good words. They will have fair speeches. They will appear to be preachers of righteousness, proclaimers of truth, but their purpose is to deceive. It is very difficult for us to imagine that there would be people who would only seek to deceive others concerning the way of God and the path of righteousness. Titus 1:10, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. One of the problems that faced the early church and the disciples of Jesus Christ was the problem of deception. But we know that the problem of deception has not gone away. We know that there are many who would deceive us today. We see different doctrines taught. We see different systems of faith. We see many different churches, all wearing a different name and all following a different doctrine. Deception. Some have been deceived. Let us not be deceived. There is the reality of deception. There is the possibility of deception. There are many in time past, and there are multitudes today who have been deceived in what they believe. We must not be deceived. We cannot be deceived. If we are deceived, we will be lost. If we are deceived and walking in a manner that is not acceptable unto God, then we are not pleasing to God. We must walk according to the teachings of Christ. We must follow the doctrine of the Bible. Ephesians 5:6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. If we walk in deception, we walk in disobedience. If we believe deception, then we are disobedient unto God. This scripture teaches that God will bring His wrath upon the children of disobedience. God punishes disobedience. God will destroy the disobedient. Therefore, we must not be deceived with vain words, with empty words. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, let no man deceive you. Deception comes by man. God does not deceive us. God has revealed unto us truth. His word is true and just. His message will establish us in a firm relationship with Him. Deception comes by the teachings of men. It is men that deceive, not God. Therefore, let no man deceive you. Do not let me deceive you. Examine what I teach. Prove what I teach. I seek to testify unto you only the will and the word of God. This is why I use so much scripture. This is why I tell you book, chapter, and verse, where all that I teach can be read and examined by you, the hearer. At Mark 13, 5 and 6, Jesus answering them began to say, "Take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Jesus told his followers that they could be deceived. Jesus predicted that false teachers would come, that individuals of deception would come, and they would deceive many. It is possible to be deceived. We must guard against deception. We must carefully examine all that we are taught and all that we believe. The Apostle Paul wrote in Titus 3 and verse 3, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived." Was not the Apostle Paul deceived while he was Saul of Tarsus? Was he not deceived when he was punishing Christians for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Was he not in deception when the Lord appeared to him, unto him, on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9? Paul said, "Even myself was one time deceived." To prevent deception, we must handle the Word of God with respect. We must treat the Word of God as it truly is, the Word of God. We must not treat it as the word of man. We must read it and study it as the Word of God. The Bible deserves our respect. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 2, "But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." The word of God can be handled deceitfully. When Paul wrote to the Galatian churches, he said that they had removed themselves from the grace of Christ unto another gospel in chapter 1, verse 6. But he says in verse 7 that it was not actually another gospel, but rather there were those who had perverted the gospel of Christ. They had taken the gospel of Christ and they had changed the gospel. They had perverted the gospel. They had made the gospel say what they wanted it to say. Sometimes an individual will say, "Well, that's only your interpretation of the scripture." That must not be the case. I must not interpret the scripture in the way that I wish for it to be interpreted, but I must interpret the scripture as what God means. And God means what He says, and God says what He means. And what He says will not change from time to time, but will always remain the same. In Acts 17 and verse 11, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so." We must search the scriptures. We must read the scriptures and see whether what is taught is indeed the truth of God. It is my desire that when you listen to my words, that you will take those words and examine them in light of what the Bible says, and that you will only believe what God says. It is my intent that you follow only the teachings of Jesus Christ. Jesus in John 5, 37 through 39 said, "And the Father Himself, which had sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard His voice at any time, nor seen His shape. Ye have not His word abiding in you. For whom He hath sent, Him ye believe not. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. The Scriptures testify of Jesus. We must search the Scriptures, not thinking we have eternal life, but knowing for certain that we have eternal life. Thank you for listening.